We begin the current daf of Pesachim daf Tzadiches. We begin on the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Mubeis, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara continues to the next Mishnah. And this Mishnah continues in the theme of the previous Mishnah. It's talking about the deviations of a Korban Pesach when something is different than the norm how it's supposed to be brought. So our Mishnah begins. Hamafrish nekevel epischoi. If someone designates, he separates for his Korban Pesach a female or Oy zacher ben shtei shanim, or a male, but in its second year, that both of these are not fit to be a Korban Pesach. It has to be a male, either a kid goat or a lamb, and it has to be a male in its first year. So if it's a female, or if it's a male in its second year, and therefore not valid for the Korban Pesach, so the halacha is, yira ad sheyistai, but should graze until it develops a blemish, a mum, v'yimachar, and then it's sold, v'yiplu damav l'nedav l'shlamim, and then its money, it's used as a donation to bring a Korban shlam, and that's because its designation as a Korban Pesach designates it as such, and that is, although it's already going to be rejected from its initial separation, because when you're making it a Korban Pesach, of course it can be a Korban Pesach. So not that it was a Korban Pesach and then it became invalid, it's still, as Rashi explains, as the Gemara will elaborate, it's already considered now something that it had the name, the status of Korban Pesach put on it, and therefore that's a rejection of Korban Pesach. So therefore, it itself cannot be brought as a Korban Shlam, and that is, although we say halacha is Meiser Pesach, the leftovers are things which are supposed to be Korban Pesach, but they're not, that they're brought as a Korban Shlamim. In this case, although it's really only a sanctity on its money, because it was never able to be physically a Korban Pesach, because it wasn't a male or wasn't in its first year, in spite of that, it will be considered as if it had the status of Korban Pesach, and then as if it was rejected. And therefore, we know that a Korban Pesach, although the leftover is brought as a Shlamim, but when it itself is rejected, it has to go out and develop a blemish when it goes out to graze, and then it's sold, and its money is brought as a Korban Shlamim, but not the Korban itself. Now we continue on top of Tzadiches and Alf. Hamafrish Pischoi V'mes. If someone separates a Korban Pesach and then he dies, and the Gemara later on will explain the Brayso, so when is it that he's dying? On that, the Mishnah tells us, Lo yivienu b'noi achrav l'shem Pesach. So his son, who inherits the Korban, should not bring it for the sake of a Korban Pesach, because now this Korban Pesach is what's called Shemesu Bailov, the owner of the Pesach of the Korban died, and now there's no one that's counted on it. And therefore, it can't be brought as a Korban Pesach, el l'shem shlam, rather it's brought as a Korban shlam. So now the Gemara explains first, on the first halacha of our Mishnah, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Shma minor tlas. We learned from our Mishnah regarding if someone separates, he designates as a Korban Pesach, either a female or a male in the second year, that it is not brought as a Korban Shlamim, but rather it has to develop a blemish, and then its money is brought as a Korban Shlamim. So we learned three things, Shma minor tlas, first thing that we learn is that even living things could be rejected. And that is, an animal, when it was still alive, its rejection is a complete rejection. That is, even if later on it's going to be fit for what it was set for, it still itself will not be brought as that carbon. Rather, it's going to go out to graze, because that's what we learned in our Mishnah. We said that this animal, now that it's the leftover from Korban Pesach, it should be brought as a Korban Shlamim, and it is fit for a Korban Shlamim. It doesn't have to be a male in its first year. That's only for Korban Pesach. However, we still will say that since that this is going to be a rejection of what it is right now for Korban Pesach, we say once it's rejected, then it's going to be rejected, and it can't be brought as a Korban anymore, even as a Shlamim, which this is not like Reb Shimon, who he says in Masechtas Yuma, that Bali Chaim, he says, are not Nidach, and he says, when it's still alive, it cannot be, quote, rejected. And that's because he learns from a Baal Mum, that it has a blemish, and it's rejected. But when the Mum, when the blemish goes away, then it's fit. So you see that when it's still alive, it's not considered rejection. On that, the Tanna of our Mishnah is saying that even if it's a Bali Chai, even if it's alive, it's being rejected, because it's not fit to be brought as a Korban Pesach, and you're saying it is, therefore it can't be brought even as a Shlam. And that is, as Rashi says, although we could have told this to you from the first half of our Mishnah, that one which is quoted on Tzadi Vav Mabez, however, since we were saying three halachas that are going to be learned out from this Mishnah, from this case, that's why we said it over here to say all these three. So the first one was that even Bali Chaim on Idachim, even when it's alive, it could be rejected. And the second one is, V'shma minah dichu mi'ikara havidachoy. That initial rejection is considered a rejection too. And that is because when someone designates a female or a male in the second year, from its initial separation, it's not fit to be what it was sanctified to be. And yet still our Mishnah tells us that Yira, it has to go out to graze, and it cannot be brought as a Korban Shlam itself. And that's in contrast to a Tana, that an opinion that's mentioned, Masechta Sukkah, Neflam Gimel Mabez, that says that rejection could only be for something that was nirev v'nitcha. Has to be a possibility, has to be able to be brought. And then once it has that opportunity, then it's being rejected. That's what in halacha is called a rejection. Then it can be brought anymore. But its original designation is rejection. That's not considered that it was rejected. It was never feasible. And that tanda would hold, that wouldn't be considered in halacha rejection. Hence, in our case, you would be able to bring it as a shlam. And that's the time of our mission is teaching you that second halacha too. That not only that when it's alive, it could be rejected. But even if its initial designation was invalid, it's still going to be considered a rejection. And finally, the third thing is v'shmamina yesh dichay b'damim, that there is rejection even in monetary sanctity. And that is what we learn from here is even though something that its original sanctity was not in its own physical sanctity, but just in the monetary. For example, if let's say someone would sanctify half an animal, but half an animal he would leave unconsecrated as chulin, which that is originally not fit for the carbon itself, obviously, to be brought as a carbon, because only half of it is only being sanctified, still one would not be able to go ahead and bring that forever. And that's because once it's rejected, it's rejected. And what we would think to say is that, to say that maybe you could only be rejecting an animal if the animal itself and its physical sanctity was invalid, was rejected. However, maybe you would say that regarding them when it's just the monetary sanctity, that that's invalid, that wouldn't be considered rejection. And that was saying that that's the third thing we learned from our Mishnah, that even though it's only the sanctity of the money that's here, because that's the case over here, when you have a female for Korban Pesach, it itself is not fit as a Korban Pesach. What essentially you're sanctifying over here when you're separating this female as a Korban Pesach is the monetary value of it. And still we're saying that even though it's being rejected because you can't bring itself as a Korban Pesach, we're going to say that it will be eternally rejected. And that's even for what's after Pesach that it is fit for, which is the Maisra Pesach, which is brought as a Korban Shlamim, because a female is fit to be brought as a Korban Shlamim. And it's still we see in our Mishnah that it has to go out to graze, and it itself cannot be brought as a Korban Shlamim. So you see that even Kedushas Damim, even the sanctity of the money, is considered a rejection, because you're separating it for its monetary value as a Korban Pesach, which that it's rejected for. And therefore, even though that's only the monetary value, we consider rejection that now you can't even bring it as what it's really fit for. Of the Maisa Pesach as a Shlamim, you can't. You have to bring its money and use that to buy Korban Shlamim. So again, so from our Mishnah, we learn from that case three halachas. One, that even though it's alive, it could be rejected. One is even though initially it's rejected, it's still considered rejection. And third of all is that even though its rejection is essentially only in its monetary value, that will be still considered a rejection, and you can never use this animal itself. You would have to use the monetary value of this animal after it develops a blemish, and then you sell it. Now the Gemara moves on to the second case of our Mishnah. Hamafrish Pisrei v'chulu, someone that designates, separates a Korban Pesach, and then he dies. And that we said, that the son doesn't bring it as a Korban Pesach, rather he brings it as a Korban Shlamim. So Tanabon, we learn the Braisa that elaborates on this halacha. The Braisa says, Hamafrish as Pisrei v'mes, if someone separates a Korban Pesach, and he passes away, so im b'noi m'munimoi, if his son is designated with him, that is, he's also on that carbon on the list, the father and son were making it. So then, essentially, this Korban Pesach still has Bailam. So Yevien L'Shem Pesach, then the son does bring it as a Korban Pesach, because it's not a Korban Pesach Shein L'Bailam, because he was also counted on it. However, Ein B'noi M'munimoi, if his son was not counted on it, the only one that was on it was the father. Then Yivienu Lushum Shlamim Lashisha Asa. Then he brings it as a Shlam, which is essentially the case of our Mishnah, as Rashi had explained that the reason why the case of our Mishnah is that you bring it as a Korban Shlamim, not as a Korban Pesach, is because the son was not counted on it. So there was only the father. Once he passes away, there's no Bailim. So you bring it as a Korban Shlamim. But when does he bring it? The Braisa tells us on the 16th of Nisan. Now, on that, the Gemara makes the inference, Liyudvav in. On the 16th of Nisan, yes, then is when you bring in that which is in Yerushalayim, is Chol HaMoed already. It's not on Yom Tov itself, which is on the 15th of Nisan. L'tesvav loy. However, on the 15th of Nisan itself, you cannot bring this invalid Korban Pesach, which is being brought as a Korban Shlamim. So obviously you have to say that Kesavah, that the town of a Mishnah holds, Nidarim v'nadavis inkrevim Yom Tov, things which are being brought as an oath, or things that are being donated, cannot be brought as Yom Tov. And that's what essentially this Korban Shlamim is. It's in the Dava. That cannot be brought on the 15th. However, it could be brought on the 16th of Nisan when it's already Chol HaMoed in Yerushalayim. So now the Gemara wants to understand the case of the Braisa, which in the elaboration of the Halacha of our Mishnah, where we said that when the father dies, if the son was counted on him, then you bring it as a Karban Pesach. If he wasn't, then you bring it as a Karban Shlamim. So the Gemara asks, Demis Ha'av Emas. When is it that the father died? As the Gemara says, Ilim Demis Ha'kodim Chatzais, if we're talking about that he died before noon of Erev Pesach, then the question is, when the Braisa tells us, that if the son is counted with him, Pesach. So the Braisa says, then you bring it as a Karban Pesach. However, this is difficult because Hachola Aninus Iluvay Meikara. That means that the Aninus, which is when his father dies, he becomes an Oinin. On that day of the death, he has the halachic status of an Oinin, which is when one of the seven close relatives die, you have certain halachas, and one of them is that you're called an Oinin. That is Chal before the time of the Shechita of the Karban Pesach, which is only from noon and on. And therefore, you can't say anymore that the obligation of the Karban Pesach will be chal to have it be valid as a Karban Pesach if he's the only one left, because his father passed away already before noon. And now when the time of Karban Pesach comes at noon time, he's the only one. And that we learned on the Mishnah of Tzadi Aleph and Aleph, that all those cases, one of them was including an Einin, that we were concerned that maybe they're not going to be fit in the evening. We can't bring the Karban Pesach if they're the only ones on that. And that is because maybe they won't be valid. And the case of the Einin is maybe he's going to be Metam himself. And therefore, the difficulty is that it says that Yivieno, that he should bring it, which is Mashma, that he himself will bring it. How can you say that if the father died before Chatzais, he's the only one on it now, at the time when the carbon is being valid, which is after Chatzais, and he's an Einin. And we cannot bring, as the Mishnah had previously said, a carbon Pesach for just a person that's an Einin. So therefore, the Gemara says, El demis acher Chatzais. What you have to say is that the father died after Chatzais, and that is, so since that the chalois, the acquisition of the status of Karban Pesach was already chal, first, when noontime came, the father was still alive, then he would be able to shecht it himself, the son, even though the father passed away. And we're not concerned that maybe it's going to come invalid the Karban Pesach because he's going to become tummy, because he's going to be careful, because once he already has the Karban Pesach that's here already, it was already chal, he's going to make sure not to become tummy. However, where the Aninus was first, where the father died before noontime, then he's not going to be so careful. And that's why we said that if the father is dying after Chatzais, that's what the first statement had said, if the son is counted with it, that then you're going to bring it as a Karban Pesach, because then it was already Karban Pesach, so even though he becomes a Aninus now, after noon, he's going to be careful. But that the Gemara asked, but then look at the second half of the Braisa. It said, if the son is not counted with it, that you should bring it as a Karban Shlam, because now it's a Karban Pesach she'en lebailim. The only one was the father, but the son was not counted on it. So you can't bring it as a Karban Pesach, so you bring it as a Karban Shlam. But that's the difficulty is, we just explained it, talking about that this happened after Chatzais, because we said if it's before Chatzais, then we have the difficulty, if it's an Ein, you can't bring it just for the son. So it's after Chatzais. But the difficulty is, it was already established from noontime on that it's as a Karban Pesach, and therefore it's being rejected even as a Karban Shlamim. Because we had learned on the previous Mishnah Tzadi Gvavim Abeis, that the Karban Pesach that's around by noontime, and you don't bring it, it's not the one being brought, then Yira has to go out and develop a blemish when it goes out to graze, and then it's sold, and its money is brought, but it itself cannot be brought as a Karban Shlamim. So how do we understand the Braisa? It's difficult either way, if he died before noon or afternoon, regarding the case of it's being brought as a Karban Pesach or as a Karban Shlamim. And that's again because if you're saying it's afternoon, then it's already a Karban Pesach. It would have been before noon, then there wouldn't be a Karban Pesach because it wasn't valid at that time, so it was never rejected. But then if it's before Chatzos, then we have the first problem about the Reisha. How could he bring it for himself if he's a Nainan? So now the Gemara says five different approaches to explain the discrepancy and how to understand the case of the Reisha and the Seif of the Braisa regarding when the father dies. So the first approach is Amar Rava and Sama Geris Rabba. La'olam demis kodem chatzos. Truthfully, the case is talking about that he passed away before noon. Now, then the difficulty is, umayi v'yenu l'shem Pesach. So what does it mean that then the son brings it for the Karban Pesach? If we just said that a previous Mishnah said that if the only one on this Karban, which is when Chatzais finally comes around, noontime, on Erev Pesach, the father already passed away, the only one is the son, he's an Einin. We said you don't bring a Karban Pesach just for an Einin. So what does it mean that he brings it for a Karban Pesach? That's l'shem Pesach Sheni. That means for the second Pesach. If he didn't do his first Karban Pesach because he wasn't Einin and he did become Tami, so then we say yes, then he brings it as a Korban Pesach, not on this time, because he can't bring the Korban Pesach for just an Einan. It means he'll use it for the Pesach Sheni. That's one approach. Abaya, my second approach in the Gemara is, Litzdadin Ketanin. It's really two different cases. The whole question in the Gemara was that depending on the case of when he died, if it's both the same case, it's difficult, the Pesach and the Shlamim, how to match them, because either one will work only in either before or after Chatzais. And that Abaya says there are really two different cases, as follows. Mis Acher Chatzais, that if he died after noon, and what does that mean? That it means the Chalois, the obligation of the Korban Pesach was already Chal on that Korban. And that is what the Braisa says, that if Benoy Memunimoy, if his son was counted with him on the Korban Pesach, and therefore there was still Bailam left on this Korban Pesach, then you Vienu L'Shum Pesach, then you bring it as a Korban Pesach, as we said, because since if it's already afternoon that the father died, and the son and the father already were on the Korban Pesach, then he'll be careful, we're not bringing it just for the Einan, it was already brought, in other words, already designated, then we'll bring it as a Korban Pesach for the Einan. However, as Rashi says, regarding the case of Ein Benoy Nimna Imoy, if the son is not counted on it, and that we didn't talk about regarding when the father dies after Chatzais, and that we would know from the Mishnah that it would go out to graze because that is, as we said, Chatzais would already establish it as a Korban Pesach, and then it would be rejected because the only one would be, if Ein Benoy Mimunoy on it, would be only the father, a Korban Pesach that was able to be brought as a Korban Pesach, and then rejected, is not brought as a Korban Shlam, it would have to be grazed, and its money would be brought as a Korban Shlam. On that, the Braisa continues, Meis Koidim Chatzais, however, if he died before noon, then if Ein Benoy Mimunoy, if the son was not uncounted on the with him, then Yivienu L'Shum Shlamim, then you bring it as a Korban Shlamim, that's because Chatzais did not establish it, because it was already not available to be brought as a Korban Pesach from before. Then, again, as we said, then you're going to be bringing it as a Korban Shlamim, it's not being rejected. However, regarding the case of if Benoy is Nimno Imoy, if he was counted with it on the Korban Pesach, that again, we wouldn't need the Braisa to tell us the Halacha, because that's for sure, as we explained before, would be brought as a Korban for Pesach Sheni. Because again, as we said from a previous mission, you cannot bring a Korban Pesach just for an Einan. Here he's already an Einan from before noon. But one thing that we do learn from this is that from the Reisha of it, we tell you that where there is an obligation of the Chi of Pesach that's Chal first, which in the case of where the father dies after Chatzais, then we would say that you would be Sheikhet Alav on just the Ein himself, as we explained, because that halacha is only if it was before Chatzais, but if it was already after Chatzais, and the father died, and now the only one left is the son, although he's an Einin, you're still going to be bringing it as a Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara says the third approach. Rav Shravi Amar says, L'olam demis la'achar Chatzais. Truthfully, it's talking about that he died after Chatzais. But then the question is, if he died after Chatzais, so how would we explain the case of the Seif of the Braisa, where it's going to be brought as a Korban Shlamim, but if already Chatzais, Nun already had established it as an optional Korban Pesach, and now it's being rejected, so why is that case that it's going to be brought as a Shlamim? And that, Rav Shravi explains, what we're talking about is that the father was in the throes of death and when it was already from before noontime. And that is, as Rashi explains, if the son is counted with him, so then, as the Reisha said, you're going to bring it as a Korban Pesach because the obligation of the Chi of Pesach was already Chal by noontime. However, and this is what he's coming to explain, if the son was not counted with the father, then you're going to bring it as a Korban Shlamim because since by noontime he was already a Geisis, then and the Halach is that Rav Geisin Lamisa, that most people that are in the throes of death, they are going to die. Therefore, Chatzais is not going to establish this as a visible, as an optional Korban Pesach, and then when it's not being used, it's being rejected, and hence it cannot be brought as a Korban Shlamim. It's not, because he's going to die, and therefore, since he's not going to be able to bring it, he's the only one on it, because we're talking about Ein Benoy Nimnoy. Therefore, then even though he's dying after Chatzais, it will be able to be brought as a Korban Shlamim. The fourth approach to Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, Lo'ilam demis la'achar Chatzais. Truthfully, it's talking about that he died after Chatzais, and therefore he has the same problem Rav Shravi did, which is then how is it brought as a Korban Shlamim if Chatzais already established it as a Korban Pesach and it's being rejected. On that, Rav Ashi says, Rav Shimon Hidomar, this is Rav Shimon that he says in Sechtes Yuma in Perek Shnei Sira and Daf Samach Gimel Mabez, that ain balechayim nidachim, that live animals are not rejected. That is not like how we had said from the first part of our Mishnah that Bali Chaim on the Dachin. He holds that no, only because of a blemish or if it's what's called an Esnan Mechir, if it's given as a gift to a harlot, which they're not fit, but what they are fit for then it could be brought, and therefore this is fit to be brought as a Korban Shlamos, although it's being rejected from being brought as a Korban Pesach. However, since it's still alive, it's not ultimately and finally with being rejected, and therefore it could be brought as a Korban Shlamim, and that's why it's not a difficulty, even though he's dying after Chatzais, and it was already fit as a Korban Pesach, it's still going to be brought as a Korban Shlamim. Finally, the fifth approach, Ravina Amar, he says, what we're talking about is that it was only designated, it was separated as a Korban Pesach afternoon, and then the owner, the father, died after Chatzais. So then, as Rashi explains, if his son was counted with him, it's going to be brought as a Korban Pesach because the obligation of the Chiv Pesach was Chal first, because it was already designated as a Korban Pesach, although afternoon, before their father died. And he was honored, so it wasn't just an Oinen. Therefore, it's going to be brought, even though ultimately the father does die, as a Korban Pesach. As we said, then he's going to be careful not to become Tamei. However, if the son is not counted with him on the Korban Pesach, it was just the father, then it will be brought as a Korban Shlamim. And the reason is, since by noontime it wasn't yet separated, so therefore it's not ever designated at the time of when rejection can happen. And that's because, as the Gemara explains, for Kesavra, because our Tana holds Chatzais Kava. Noontime is what designates it, not any other time, specifically the time of when it's slaughtered. And that is regarding the Machligas Rabbi Menzera that was previously mentioned, holding that it's noontime that could be the time that says, okay, now is when it's going to be decided. Are you in or are you out? And therefore, if it's going to be visible then, and then later not, then it's a rejection. But here it was only designated later. Although ultimately it's not being used, it never went by noontime that it was available and then later rejected. Hence, that's not acceptable in the halachas of dicha, of rejection, and therefore, even though the father's dying, it itself can be brought to the Korban Shlamim, even though he died after Chatzais. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Can continue on this theme about different deviations and changes that happen with the Korban Pesach and what are the halachas. So the Mishnah tells us, HaPesach sh'nes'ar b'zvachim, regarding the Korban Pesach, they get mixed up with other Korbanos, and let's say there's three lambs. There's one of the Korban Pesach, one of them is an Ashem, and one of them is an Oila, and the Korban Pesach is mixed up in these two other ones. So that Mishnah tells us, Kula and Yirat she'istav, where they all have to go out and graze until they develop a blemish, the Yimachar, and then they're sold. The Yavi b'dmi ha'yofa she'behen m'minzeh, and then you take the most expensive one, and you buy with them an oila, because maybe the one that was the most expensive one was an oila. And then from the most expensive one you buy from the other type, you buy a Korban Ashem, because maybe the best one was an Ashem. And then again, you take from the best one, Korban Pesach, and that is, as Rashi says, that's talking about this happened before Korban Pesach, that it already had developed a blemish, and it wasn't yet Pesach, but if it happened only after Pesach, that it developed a blemish, then you're going to bring it as a Korban Shlamim, like every Moisra Pesach leftovers are brought as a Korban Shlamim, and that's because maybe the best one was a Korban Pesach. So basically, if let's say there's one that was worth $5, and one worth $3, and one worth $2, each one you have to take and buy a $5 Korban for them. And the Mishnah tells us, "V'yafsid ha'moisim mibesa," and you lose the excess money from the home. In other words, from your own money, and that is because you have to spend now on the two other ones, because only one of them was the most expensive one. But you don't know which one it was. But yet, each one now you have to make sure maybe it was that one. So each one you're going to be going and spending $5 on it. One was only three. One was only two. So you're spending more. One, two more dollars. One, three more dollars. That excess money has to come from out of his own pocket. The Mishnah concludes with halacha if nisarv bebchayrus. However, if it gets mixed up with the firstborn animals, and that is where its bloods are the same as the type of throwing of the bloods as the Korban Pesach, and they do not require the waving of the chazan and the sheik, and they don't require leaning on it, and they don't require nisachim. So therefore, since they have the same avaida, so you have the Korban Pesach mixed with the firstborn, so Reb Shimon Oimer, im chaburis kohanim, if the group is anyway kohanim, who are the ones that eat b'chayrus, then they could eat all of it that night on the Pesach Seder night. And they say they'll sacrifice the Korban Pesach, whichever one it is, and the b'chayrus, whichever one it is, and they'll eat it together, because anyways, the avodas are going to be the same. You don't have to have them graze and then go ahead and do this whole process, because either way, they're done the same way, and you'll say whichever one is whichever one, and you'll be able to eat them. And that the Gemara asks, which is sitting on Talmud Beis, the Gemara is asking on Reb Shimon, who he says, well, we just explained that you do this, that you do it anyway together and you lead it anyway, but you're bringing kachim You're bringing sacrifices that are going out to be invalidated. And that's because you're going to be diminishing the time that the meat could be eaten. And you're going to be burning it, the leftover in the morning, against the halacha. Because of maybe that is a Korban Pesach. And that is on that the Gemara, Rashi explains that the halacha shouldn't have been that you eat them together. It should have been yiru. It should have been that they go out to graze. Because the halacha is that a bechayer, a firstborn, is eaten for 2 days and one night. Korban Pesach is only eaten for that night till the morning. So now once the morning reaches, you're not going to be able to eat either one of them because maybe it is the Korban Pesach. But that's bringing kachem lebeis apsul. You're invalidating it earlier than it should be and you're burning it when it should have been eaten for another day. And that is not the halacha by the Korban Pesach and therefore you're burning it. So why do you say that you eat them anyway? You should say let them graze and then do it the way that you'll be able to have that the Korban Ashram will be eaten in the and the Korban Bechor will be able to eat in the time that it's allowed to be eaten. But the Gemara says, Reb Shimon l'tamei d'amar, Reb Shimon goes according to his opinion elsewhere that he says, Mevin kachem l'beis apsul, we are allowed to bring sanctified karbanis to the place where it's going to be invalidated and that it is better to eat it in less time than to go ahead and do this operation of re'iyah of having it go out to graze. It's not like learning the Mishnah Masech Tzvachim. Ashim shenis arv b'shlam. If a karban ashim get mixed up with a karban shlam, so b'shimen oimer, he says, yishchetu b'tzafen, so now you slaughter both these animals in the northern part of the courtyard, which is like the stringencies of an ashim, not like a karban shlam that could be slaughtered anywhere in the area of the Beis HaMikdash. And then you eat it as a stringency, as the more stringent of the two, which is like the stringency of the Korban Ashram, which is only eaten for the males that are kahanim for a day and a night, and within the area of the curtains of the courtyard. So Amar Lai, to that, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Shimon, no, ein mevin kachem lebeis apsul, we cannot bring karbanis to where they're going to be invalidated because you're going to diminishing the time of how long which one of them is the Korban Shlam that's allowed to be eaten. Rather, they hold that year or no, it goes out to graze and we do not do this operation of having them done as the stringencies of the more stringent of the two. So on that, the Gemara answered, so that was why our Mishnah said that Reb Shimon is not a difficulty because he goes according to his opinion. On that, the Gemara asked Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, that says that we don't bring kachem lebeis apsul, rather we have them graze. Hey Chavdinan, so how are you going to do, according to them, the case of our Mishnah, where you have the Korban Pesach mixed up with Bechayrus, as Rashi explains. If you have a Korban Ashram that gets mixed with the Korban Shlam, which was the case that we quoted from the Mishnah Masech Tzvachim, or Korban Pesach that gets mixed up with a Korban Oil or a Shlamim like the Reisha that we were speaking about. So then you could say that it goes out to graze, and it's sold, and you bring with its money those Korbanas, as we said in our Mishnah. But regarding the case of when the Bechayr gets mixed up with the Korban Pesach, they're mutually exclusive. How so? Because by Bechayr it says, Loiti Pada. It doesn't have redemption. You cannot deconsecrate it onto money. And therefore, it never loses its sanctity to say that it's being transferred onto money. Rather, it has to be eaten, even when it develops a blemish, by the Kohen. Whereas, in contrast to Korban Pesach, it does have redemption, and that it's not eaten without being redeemed. And therefore, what are you going to do? You have the Korban Pesach that has to be redeemed, and the Korban Bechor that cannot be redeemed. So you can't just leave it and to have them graze and then say to be deconsecrating on money, because Pesach you have to and you can, and Bechor cannot be, and you don't know which is which. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, namtun loy ad sheyumamu. What you do is you wait until they both develop a blemish. V'yavi behemish meina, then you bring a fat carbon, in other words, to mean or the expensive one, like the better of the two. The Lemin Yisei as follows: Kol heicha de isla pesach, whichever one of these is the carbon pesach. So tachal, let its sanctity be chal, let it be acquired aleha dahai onto these monies that I'm separating now, and then with these monies he buys a carbon shlamim, like old meisra pesach, like old leftovers of carbon pesach. And then va'achaluhu, and then he eats all the mixtures of all these three animals. He eats them b'toiris b'chur b'amum, with the halachas of a firstborn animal that's given to a kohen that develops a blemish, which as Rashi explains, what halachas are those? It has certain halachas, the way it's slaughtered, the way it's sold, the way it's weighed. It can't be out in public. It can't be disgraced. Rather, it has to be done in private. Whereas if it was a Korban Pesach that we would have known that it's being redeemed, then you'd be able to slaughter it and to sell it in the marketplace as a person pleases. However, in this case, what you're doing is essentially is that you're making sure that it's being eaten with the halachic sanctity of the Korban Bechor, but you're also doing what's necessary for the Korban Pesach, that you are deconsecrating it onto another one, because it itself cannot be brought. It has to be deconsecrated. And that we're taking care of that, because you're adding a third carbon, which then that's taking the deconsecration of the Korban Pesach. But maybe it was really Bechar, so that's why it's being eaten like the other two, with the halachas of a Bechar, of Baal Mum, which again, as we said, has certain halachas in the way that it's slaughtered and the way that it's sold. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah again continues on these halachas about what happens if something happens to a Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah tells us, Chabur Sha'avet Pischa, regarding a group that lost its Korban Pesach, they told one of the people from the group, Tzeyobikish, go out and find the Korban that we lost. V'shachrelen, and then go ahead, and once you find it, go ahead and bring it as the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. V'halachu matza v'shachet, so he went, and he found it, it was lost a little bit, and they slaughtered it, brought it as the Korban Pesach. V'heimlachu v'shachet, and they didn't hear back from him, they thought, who knows, they went and they brought another Korban Pesach, and they slaughtered it. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah tells us, Im shalei nishchad rishon, if his was slaughtered first, he got there first online. So since they told him to slaughter that which was their Korban Pesach for us, so that means that they were counted on his Korban Pesach that he was bringing, which was for them too, because they told him, go ahead and find it, bring it for us. So therefore, they can't go ahead and have another Korban Pesach, the one they're bringing. So that the halacha is, hu echel mishalai, he eats from his own, in other words, from the one that he found that he was bringing for the group. Vehem echel mishalai, and they also eat from him, and their Korban Pesach gets burned, because essentially it's a Korban Pesach without owners, and because everyone's eating from the first one, from the one that was found. However, if theirs was slaughtered first, they didn't hear back from him, he only was looking up, finding where were the animals grazing, and they went quickly first and brought it, because it was like, oh no, who knows what's going to happen, we're going to be stuck without a Korban Pesach. And then his was brought second. So they eat from their own because they removed themselves from his, because they went and brought a new one. However, he eats from his own because he never went and joined them with that new carbon. He was going to have to find for the rest. He didn't know they're starting a new group. Again, however, they eat from their own because they already retracted from that one because they went and brought a new one. However, let's say they don't know whose was slaughtered first. What time did you get there and you brought the Beis HaMikdash? No one knows whose was first. Or they were both slaughtered at the same time. There's a lot of Kohanim doing that void in the Beis HaMikdash. And that halach is, who oichel mishalai, he eats from his own, because either way he wasn't counted with theirs, so either way he was only going to be bringing his own. However, heim, but they, einam oichel mishalai, they do not eat with him, because maybe theirs was slaughtered first, and that means they had already withdrawn from that one that they sent him and said, you know, go ahead and bring it for us, but they went and brought a different one. Maybe theirs was slaughtered first, so they can't eat with him. But for Shalahen Yotzle Beis HaSreifa, however, their own is brought out to be burnt because maybe his was slaughtered first. And therefore, they are really part of his group. And that means the second carbon, the one that they're bringing, was a carbon that had no bilum. And therefore, a carbon that has no bilum has to be burnt. However, Upaturin Milasas Pesach Sheni, they are exempt from bringing a second carbon Pesach, although they're not eating a carbon Pesach on the first night, on the Pesach Rishon, because either way, whichever one was the first one, they were part of that one. And the eating is not ma'akev, doesn't hold back from the kapar of the Korban Pesach. We're just not sure which one they are part of. So they can't eat out of the suffix. But either way, one of them, whichever one was the first one, they were part of. If his was first, they were on that. If theirs was first, they already withdrawn from his. And therefore, they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now the Mishnah tells us the converse of that. Amalehen, if he tells them, that is this individual that he's going, he went and they sent him, the messenger, He's the one going to find the Korban Pesach. So he tells the group, look, if I'm late, tzu v'shachtu, like, go ahead, you know, I might not find it. Go ahead and slaughter a new Korban Pesach and have me in mind, make me part of that. But they did not tell him in this case that when you find it, to bring us part of that. He was just going, you know, he wants to find it. So go ahead, find it. If you find it, you can go ahead and bring it. But we're going ahead and bring our own. So he said, look, if I'm not back in time, have me counted on yours. But they didn't tell him that they should be counted on his. On that, halachu matzah v'shachat, if he went and he found it and he slaughtered it, he accomplished, he found it. V'hein lachu v'shachat, and they went and they brought their own. So im shalahen nishchat rishin, if theirs was brought first, so hein oichel mishalai, they eat from their own, because either way they weren't trying to be counted with him. V'hu oichel man, he also eats with them, and his gets burned, because since he wanted to be counted on theirs, so that means when they brought it first, he was already retracting from that one that he's finding, and he wasn't part of that shlichus anymore. And therefore, he's going to eat with them. However, if his was brought first, so huaycha mishalay, that means he is being counted on the one that he's bringing himself first. And they eat from their own again because they didn't say that we want to be counted with yours. However, if they don't know which one was brought first, or if they were both slaughtered at the same time, they eat from their own because either way they weren't being counted. They didn't tell him, look, when you find it, have us in mind. However, he doesn't eat from them because he doesn't know if maybe his was brought first, then he wouldn't be part of theirs. But for Shlo Yotz L'Beis HaSreifa, however, his goes out to be burnt because maybe theirs were slaughtered first, and therefore he was retracting from his own because he told them to make them, that he wants to be part of their group. And if theirs was first, that means he was from theirs and not from his. However, again, Upatim Lesses Pesach Sheni, although he's not ending really, he's not eating Karban Pesach on the night of Pesach because we're not sure which one was first. However, he's still exempt from the second Pesach. Again, as we said, Meman of Shach, whichever one was the first one, he was part of that. Now, this case, the Mishnah tells us, Omar Lehen, let's say he tells them that if I'm late, go ahead and bring a different Karban Pesach and have me in mind. And they told him, look, you know, we don't want to go out and spend more money. Go out and find it for us. And when you find it, we want to be part of that Karban Pesach. So, Oichlin Kulam in Arishin. Then they all eat from the first one that's being brought because they're his messenger and he's their messenger. And therefore, whichever one, the first one that's being brought, is the Karban Pesach for all of them. Now, V'im en Yedua Ezim en Nishchad Rishon, but let's say you don't know which one was the first one slaughtered. Then Shneim Yetz in the basis of it. Then they both get burnt. And that's because we don't know which is the one that they're on. They might either one be on the other one. And however, again, they're going to be part of Pesach Sheni because either one, whichever one was the first one, was the one that was going to have and being the kapara for the Karban Pesach for them. It's just that they can't eat out of the Safek. Now the Mishnah says, Loy Omelehen, V'loy Omeloy. They didn't tell him anything and he didn't tell them anything. He went on his own to find his own and they're going to bring their own Karban Pesach without him telling them anything. Then Inachroin Zel is not responsible one for the other. They can't have complaints one or the other, and therefore they're not concerned one for the other which one was slaughtered first. Rather, he always eats from his own, and they eat from their own, because they're neither one a shlich of the other. Now the Mishnah continues on to a different halacha. Shticha buris shenis arva b'schein. If there's two groups that their Karban Pesach gets mixed together, there's two groups coming together, and they're saying hello, and before they know it, they don't know which one's Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah tells us as follows. Eilu Moishchinam Hechad. So one group pulls one of the Karban Pesachs for themselves. Ve'elu Moishchinam Hechad. And then one group brings and the other arbitrary Karban Pesach for themselves. Now, Echad Me'elu, one person from this group, Bolay Eitzel Eilu, comes to the other group. And Ve'echad Me'elu, Bolay Eitzel Eilu. Then one person from the other group comes to the previous group. And this is what they tell to the new individual that's coming to their group. So each one swapping one person from the group, and he's going to the other group. Now the group tells to that one person as follows. Im shalanu hu ha-pesach hazeh. If this Karban Pesach is our own, that is, we pulled the one from these two that no one knows which is which, is the right one that originally was ours. So then, yedecha meshuchas mishalach. So now, your hand is being withdrawn from the original Karban Pesach that you were counted on. V'nim nesal shalanu, and now you counted on ours because this is ours, and you're joining us now. V'im shalachu ha-pesach hazeh. However, if this was really from your group, yedeinu meshuchas mishalanu. So then, our hands are withdrawn from our own Karban Pesach. V'nim nesal shalach, and now we're being counted on your Karban Pesach because this is from yours. So therefore it comes out that if they had swapped, that this is the one that now each group now removes themselves from their group, and they count on the one of the new individual that came and joined them. Now Rashi tells us the reason why we have to do this, and why can't we just say everyone is removing themselves and being on the other group that we don't know which one it is because, as the Gemara will explain in the Braisa, that both according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, you cannot have the entire group remove itself from the Karban Pesach at one time to leave without any owners at one time. And therefore, over here, where you have at least one of the people of the group that comes to the other group, then either way, you're never going to have a Karban Pesach without any of its original owners. And therefore, if they had picked well, so you have the whole group really that's there, besides one that he went to the other group. However, if they had swapped by mistake, so then you have this one person that now is from that group. Now they're saying, we're removing ourselves from our group, and we're joining you, this is one person, it's still from your Korban Pesach, and therefore, that will take care of the halacha again. But just to switch and say, if this is ours, then we're going to keep it. But if not, we're switching to you. You can't do that because that means at one point, they'll be totally removed. And therefore, you have to do this, that you have one person from each group go to the other one. So the Mamanav Shalcha, you're always going to have at least one person from the original group. Similarly, the Mishnah tells us, similarly, if you have five groups of five people each, or you have 10 groups of 10 people each, we have that their Korban Pesach had been mixed up from one group to another. Now we don't know whose of these 10 Korbanos or 5 Korbanos they are. So what you do is, what you do is, you pull one person from every group, and that is, every single group goes and takes one of the Korban, let's say there's 5 groups of 5 people. So each one takes one of the five Korban Pesachs, and now each one of the 5 people go ahead and split up onto each one of the other 5 Korban Pesachs. Therefore, if they had swapped, you're never going to have one of the Korban Pesachs that doesn't have one of the original owners over there. The Kachemrim, and that's what they say, as we said before, that now that they became new groups, each one tell the other 4 that if it's yours, this Korban Pesach, and our hands is removed from the other 4 Korban Pesachs, wherever they are, and we'll count it with you. And that's what each one tells them. The second one, and then the third one, and then the fourth one. For all 4, tell that one person for every single group, because each one has one of the 5. They're going to be telling each one that, look, if it's yours, so then we're removing ourselves from ours and we're joining you. And each one, then he tells the other one, look, if it's yours, then we're all joining you. Either way, you're going to have one of the original owners. Now the Mishnah says, Shnaim Shnesar V'Pischein, regarding 2 people that their Korban Pesachs got mixed up. So you have Reuben and Shimon, that their Korban Pesach got mixed up. So again, Zem Moishech Loi Echad, one arbitrarily takes one Korban, Zem Moishech Loi Echad, and the other one takes another one. Zem Mamne Imo Yechad Min Ashuk. This one goes and counts another person from the street to join him. That is, Reuben goes and takes Levi from the marketplace, and he tells him, look, wherever my Korban Pesach is, you're going to be counted on it now. And now Shimon, he goes and he counts Yehuda from the marketplace, from the street, and he says that wherever it is, I want you to be joining my Korban Pesach. Now you have 2 people on each Korban, wherever it is. Now what you do is, Zebo Eitzel Zeb. Now Reuven comes to the Korban Pesach that Shimon had drawn for himself. Zebo Eitzel Zeb. And now Shimon comes to the Korban Pesach that Reuven had drawn for himself. And this is what they say, that Reuven tells Yehuda that he's remaining on the Korban Pesach that Shimon had chosen, because Shimon came over to Reuven. Reuven tells Yehuda, Im Shalihu Pesach Zeh, if this Korban Pesach that you're staying with, you Yehuda, that Shimon had chosen you to join him, but Shimon now came over to me, if it's yours, and that is, if it's really mine, that is, we didn't originally do a good swap, because this Korban Pesach that Shimon had taken to join you with him really is mine. We just got confused. We don't know which one it is. So then, Yedecha Meshuches Mishalach, your hands are being withdrawn from yours, v'nimnes, which is really the one that I'm having, v'nimnes al shali, and you're counted with me on this one that you think is yours, which is really mine. I want you to go ahead and now join me on it. V'im shalachu pesach zeh. And however, if it's really yours, and that is, Shimon did a good job, he chose the right one originally. So then, yodai meshuches mishali, my hand is withdrawn from mine, which I had taken for myself, that I had joined Levi with that. V'nimnes al shalach, and I'm counted on with you, and that is, I'm coming to you because this one that Shimon chose is really Shimon's, and you were part of that. And now I'm joining you because mine is not really mine. And now Reuven is going to be eating with Yehuda. Either way, one of them is going to be the rightful owner. Either it's Reuven's or with Shimon's, which is now Yehuda. So Rashi tells us the reason why we had to do this, that each one should take another person from the street to join him in this operation, is because if they tried to do this when they were still individuals and to say, look, if this is my Korban Pesach, the one that I chose, then the one you chose is yours, so then we chose well. If not, I'm removing myself from mine and I'm going to count myself on yours. What comes out is that when he removes himself from his, then it's going to be a Korban Pesach without owners, because there was no one yet that now had then taken over and being counted on that. And that, even as the Gemara will explain, even according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not allowed to have that at one point, at any point, to have a Korban Pesach without owners. And you also can't say that each one, before they remove themselves from theirs, to be counted on the other one, is because you cannot be counted on a Korban Pesach, on 2 Korban Pesachs at the same time, so it's not counted as if you're counted on his. And therefore, you couldn't do it just with Reuven and Shimon themselves, because if you're trying to get the other one first, you can't have two countings. And if you want to remove yourself first, you're going to be left with a Korban Pesach without any onus, which is Aser. Therefore, you first have another one join Reuben, another one join Shimon. Then they make that swap. And then either way, you're going to have one person from the original owner eating with the other one by saying, if it's mine, then it's mine. And if it's yours, I'm joining you. Now the Gemara says, Tara ben Linda Braisa. Regarding two of the cases of our Mishnah, the Gemara makes the following comment. Amalehen v'amru loy. Regarding the case of where he told them and they told him, which each one says, look, if you're bringing, then have us counted on it. And that we said, oichel men arishin. They both eat from the first one, whichever one it is. But if you don't know which one it is, then they both get burnt. And either way, the second one's going to get burnt. Loy amalehen v'loy amru loy. If he didn't tell them to have me counted on it, and they didn't tell him to have us counted on yours, then in Nachorin Zel Zedan, as we had learned in the Mishnah, the Braisa tells us then they're not responsible, and each one eats from their own. And now we continue on to Tav of Tzad, the Testament Aleph, Mikan Omer Chacham. From here is where the sages told us that because of such a case, Yafa Shtika L'Chacham. Silence is proper for the sages, for the wise people. Because when they say and he says, then the second one will never be able to be brought. It's always going to be burnt. Whereas if he didn't say and they didn't say, then both are going to be fit. That's because he brings their own and they bring their own. And the Gemara says, Kavochem l'tipshim. All the more so silence is fitting for the foolish people. Shneim, like it says, a pasuk in Mishlei, Evel, a fool, macher, should be silent. Chachem yichashev, he'll be thought of as a wise person. However, don't talk too much, because then you'll be thought of as wise, because even for the wise, it's fitting to be silent, as we saw in the case of the Mishnah, where they say and he say, then either way, we're going to have a case of where it's going to be burnt, for sure the second one, maybe even both of them when we don't know, whereas when they didn't say anything, he's bringing his own, and they're bringing their own, then he could bring his own, and they could bring their own, and they're both going to be kosher as a Korban Pesach.